Our thanks to you, Senator Walsh. Another distinguished guest at these McElroy Army-Navy E Award ceremonies is the Governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the Honorable Leverett Saltonstall. Governor Saltonstall.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Walsh, McElroy, Tontini, officers of the armed forces, and fellow citizens of the McElroy Corporation. You are proud this afternoon of this award coming to you here in this company. But I want you to know that all of us in Massachusetts are proud of your effort. This is the kind of an occasion, the kind of a company to which we like to come and of which we are extremely glad to have here in this state. This business was built up through the skill of one of our citizens, Mr. McElroy. Through his efforts, he taught you, ladies and gentlemen, his skill, his technique, and how to build this telegraphic key. So that today, this company is the biggest manufacturer of telegraphic keys in the country. That is what we have always done here in Massachusetts, and that is what we want to continue to do. Now, I know how necessary telegraphic work is to our armed forces. We all know that. We couldn't get along today without it. So keep up your work. Ted, you keep up your skill in inventing new types of keys. I know your workers will help you, and together we all will continue to do our best to produce our equipment to our boys who will bring victories to us. Congratulations. Good luck. Keep it up.
We are proud and privileged to have with us today Colonel Kirk B. Lawton, Chief of the Army Pictorial Service, Office of the Chief Signal Officer, Washington, D.C., who is representing the Undersecretary of War. Colonel Lawton.
Almost every day you see in your newspapers the award of medals or decorations to men and women in uniform who distinguish themselves in the service of their country by deeds of gallantry beyond the call of duty. All of us are proud to do them honor. So, too, we honor men and women on the production front who daily demonstrate their patriotism and efficiency to such a degree that their accomplishments demand a special commendation from their government. You, men and women of the McElroy Manufacturing Corporation, are today the recipients of this commendation, the coveted Army, Navy, and E pennant, which I'm privileged to present to you. It carries with it the heartiest congratulations of the Undersecretary of War, Robert P. Patterson. In every national crisis, the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts, with Boston as its heart, has freely given its sons and strength to defend and preserve our country. You men and women of the McElroy Manufacturing Corporation have proved worthy successes to those sons and daughters of the old Bay State in carrying on the historic traditions and making real contribution to the safety of your nation. Some of you may find it difficult to contemplate McElroy products as real weapons of war. Perhaps some of you feel that you should be closer to the theaters of combat. This is a natural sentiment. But let me assure you that never in the annals of warfare have signal communications been so vital to the success of our arms. In this global struggle, with its vast distances and its speed of movement, orders and messages must flash from the high command to the front lines like bolts of lightning, and our network must be kept open by the Signal Corps from Washington to the outermost points at which an American soldier is stationed.